Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
We're going to talk today about wealth building tips, the things that you need to absolutely know and do and have. Now, this is not going to be a long list, because if it was a long list, you'd never get to the bottom of it. It's not that difficult in terms of being extensive. It's a simple list. So let's get to it. Things you need to know. You need to know what you own. Can you write down every item that has financial worth? I'm not talking about the title of every book that's behind over my shoulders. I'm talking about the major assets that you own. Whether it's your house, your car, your IRA, your 401k savings in the bank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You need to know what you own. You need to know what you owe, what debts you have, what credit cards, what balances, when these payments are due, what the interest rates are, what the payments are. Can you pay them off early? What you own, what you owe. You need to know what you earn. Some people have told me they literally don't know what their paycheck represents. They don't know what their gross is. They don't know what their net is. They don't know what the expenses are that are deducted from their check. They're not exactly sure. And you need to dig into that and know exactly what you're earning, why, and how. You need to know where the money goes, where it goes, where every penny goes. These four things are probably the most foundational, the most vital, the most urgent, the most important elements that you can have in your financial life. These are the foundation. So everything else proceeds from knowing what you own, what you owe, what you earn, and where it goes. Now, going back into the past century, I started out my life with a hardcover lined ledger book. And someone encouraged me to make columns for every single month and to write down the items of expense that I had so I could track my expenses and figure out how much money I had to work with, whether it was savings, whether it was trips, whether it was things I wanted to buy. I started that habit and I got off the wagon. It worked so well, I stopped doing it. Now, many years later, Now in my adult life, I've gone back to that same routine. I've created a lot of accountability for myself. No one is going to care more about your net worth than you do. You'll be surprised at how much waste and fluff you've got in your financial life until you start to track. Somebody said that measurement improves performance. If you wanted to run a race, you'd want to know what you look like out of the starting blocks. You want to know what your nutrition is. You want to know what your exercise regimen is. You want to know what your times are so that you can improve on them. Can you do 50 push-ups this week? Next month, you should be able to do 55 push-ups. You want to measure the things that you care about improving. Now, some of you are going to think, well, that's probably okay for people who have money, who make a lot of money, or maybe it becomes less important for the people who make a lot of money. You have no idea until you take a look at big companies, high net worth individuals. The more money they make and the more assets they have control over, the more accountability they want. Now they have financial departments. Now they have a chief financial officer. Now they have internal bookkeepers. For our purpose today, we need to get started with the basics. Financial accountability becomes more important with greater wealth, not less, but it can never be zero. You've got to be accountable to yourself. Coaches. You need to have a business coach or a coach of some kind. Maybe that coach will be a fitness coach. Maybe that coach will be a spiritual coach, a financial coach, a business coach. Every professional that you can look at on screen or off screen has a coach. Tiger Woods to this day has a swing coach. Coaches come in different varieties, as I said. I've worked with a business coach for many, many years. Nelson Nash was my mentor for just about 20 years, and I've had mentors before him, and now I've got business coaches after him. You need to measure your net worth every quarter. Take a look at what you own, subtract what you owe, and let's see if that becomes a positive number. You need to measure your net worth every quarter. My business coach asks to see my financials several times a year. My profit and loss or P&L, he asks to see my balance sheet. These things are a lot more interesting to look at when you're looking at them with an accountability partner other than just yourself. Because if you're looking at them only by yourself, you can make all the excuses in the world as to why they're not going in the right direction. Bring a business coach into that conversation. You'll become more accountable and you'll become more successful as you measure your improvement. The things that you don't need to know. You don't need to know rates of return on hardly anything. Rates of return are a false bogey. What's your rate of return on your car? Well, you're going to say, that's a ridiculous question. I don't really have a rate of return on my car. Or let me look at it this way. I paid $10,000 for my car. It's a collector car, and now it's worth $50,000. Okay, you're one of 100,000 people. That's not who I'm talking to. There is no rate of return on your car. We don't really care about it. Why do you care about the rate of return on one asset, but not the rate of return on another asset? Now, let's put things in perspective. Can you look at the rate of return on your house? Well, sure. I bought my house for $300,000 and today it's worth $500,000. That's not going to give you the rate of return. Can you throw back in the insurance you paid on it? Can you throw back in the real estate taxes, the maintenance, the repairs, the emergency repairs, the upkeep, the improvements, the enhancements, the renovations? All those things go into that capital base. And you don't buy a home for the rate of return it's going to give you. You buy a home because that's where you want to live. That's where you're going to raise your kids, your family, where you're going to have your most intimate settings with your close friends. Rate of return on a house, it's not necessary to calculate. Rate of return on your savings. Now, you might think that's important, but you know, your rate of return on your savings is only going to be announced this year. And then your bank is going to say, we'll get back to you next year and let you know what your rate of return is next year. What's more important, if you care at all, is how much of a rate of return have I gotten on my savings account since I opened it? Well, when'd you open it? You opened it 3 months ago? Well, then who cares? Did you open it 30 years ago and there's $14,000 in there? Then who cares? Because there should have been another zero or two added on to that. It's not important the rate of return that you're receiving. What's important is putting the money in and having it sit there for longer than the next couple of months when you'll be taking it back out. It's not a put and take account. If that's the case, it's not a savings account. One of my previous mentors, John Savage, would say, it's not about the rate of return. It's about the systematic methodology of putting the money in and keeping it there over a long period of time. The savings account is a holding tank where you're going to keep capital and have it available so that you can deploy it to new opportunities, new businesses, new investments, vital, necessary expenditures. So the rate of return that you earn on that account is totally irrelevant. What's more important is when you do need to access capital, are you going to access capital by going to your bank or to someone else's? Now, in most cases, and the reason why I have a job is most people need a coach in order to get them to the point where they have substantial 6-7-figure capital accounts that they can draw on, they can draw against. Otherwise, You're going to wait to make the expenditure or the investment, or otherwise, you're going to wind up falling into the trap of using debt. You're going to have a creditor who's a master over you. And then we're going to get back into the conversation of, well, you better keep track of your FICO score, because if you don't have a good FICO score, they won't lend you money. You think you need to be aware of the interest rates on your credit cards? Not really. If you don't carry a balance on your credit cards, who cares? If you don't need to borrow from outside lenders, who cares about your FICO score? If you can get yourself to the point where you're creating your own banking system and managing the banking function as it relates to your life, your family, your wealth, your business, your posterity, FICO score becomes less important, credit score, interest rates on credit cards, etc. Your retirement plan. A lot of people will brag about the statement that they just received last week that said, well, I made 11% on my retirement plan last year. That's fantastic. How much money have you put into your retirement plan since you started contributing? I would venture that the longer you have your plan, the less familiar you are with how much money you've actually put in. So when you get a statement that says you made 11% or whatever the number is, how do you know that it's true unless you could actually go back to day one and know exactly how much you've put in that retirement plan? So again, your focus is on the wrong thing. You're focused on current rate of return, which may be meaningless because just like it's 11% this year, it can be minus 11% next year or a loss of 11% next year. Speaking of things that you may or may not want to be aware of, do you know what your tax bracket is? Well, who cares? I don't know. It might be important to you. For example, were you told that you would get a tax deduction on the money going into your 401k plan, the contributions you make to your 401k plan? Everybody hears you get a tax deduction. Do you know what your tax deduction's worth? If you're 30 years old, not making much money, married with four kids, your tax bracket's probably zero. If your tax bracket is zero, what do you think your tax deduction is worth? I'm not saying that you shouldn't put money into the retirement plan. It's a separate conversation. What I'm saying is don't put more value on a tax deduction if you don't understand what tax bracket you're in. So the things that you need to have, or at least have a very precise understanding of where they're at. You need to have a living will or medical directive. You need to have powers of attorney, medical powers, financial powers. You need to have a trust, perhaps by talking to an attorney, you'll determine whether that's true or not. You'll need to have guardianship arrangements for your kids. Who's going to take your kids if something happens to you? Where is the money going to come from? Guardianship arrangements. You need to know what your group benefits are. You need to know what your group life insurance is or your individual life insurance. You need to know where those documents are, where you can get a hold of them. You need to know what your liability coverage is. You need to have the ability to measure the things that you have in your life right now so that you can build on them. Go back to the big four. You need to know what you own, what you owe, what you earn, and where it goes. We can help you with a very simple sheet that you can create, that you can build on, that you can measure, that you can look at every quarter, and that we can help you improve performance by measuring. Don't get into the trap of having somebody else have control over your life by telling you what your FICO score needs to be or has to be, and that you have to continue to maintain good credit. Let's worry about creating independence, creating autonomy, creating self, control of self, creating freedom. Hope this helps. Ask us for more detail and look forward to having you follow. Thanks.
This is thepodcastfactory.com.